Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAMtalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
So this is Barbara Sigaris. I'm so honored to be filling in today for your host, Dawn Reese, the very lovely host of Hollywood Connections. And I want to thank Dawn for having me here today and on her show. It's just truly an honor to be here. So I already have a few people online wanting to talk to you, but I'm here today to tell you about Soap This. Soap This was started about 16 years ago right here in Clearwater, Florida, by myself, Barbara Sigaris, and my sister, Patty Sigaris-Warinsky. We started it because we watched soap operas from the time we were little girls playing with our Barbie dolls on the living room floor while my grandmother, my mother, watched soap operas and started out with Search of Tomorrow and Days of Our Lives and just went on from there. And we pretended that our Barbie dolls were soap actors. And fast forward to about 16 years ago when we had the pleasure of meeting our famous soap actors, our very talented soap actors, that were on our television every day over in Orlando at Super Soap Weekend. And from there, here we are today putting on events right here in the Tampa Bay area for you, the fans, to come out and meet those talented actors that are on your television every day in your home, bringing you story after story and tearjerker after tearjerker and mainly love story and family connections on your daily soap opera. So on Saturday, December 4th, right here in Clearwater at the lovely Bel Air Country Club, we are bringing you three actors from CBS, Jordy Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. And you can call Patty for more information at 727-210-5143. Again, that's Patty at 727-210-5143. And for pricing and ticket information, you will go to Soap, S-O-A-P, This, T-H-I-S, soapthis.ticketleap.com for your ticket information. tickets are going fast. They're very limited. There's tickets. I believe Jordy's table is already sold out, but we have still have seats at Sean Dominic's table and Jacob Young. So I think first on the phone, we have a caller from Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. She is a columnist, a very talented writer, and her name is Michelle Dargan. Michelle has been attending our Soap This events from, I think, day one. So, and I had the pleasure of meeting Michelle at Super Soap Weekend in Orlando. So, Michelle, are you there online?
I am here.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Barbie.
I'm so glad you called in today.
Well, I just wanted to tell everyone, I've been going to your events since 2009, and I think I met you before that at Super Soap Weekend, just randomly. I recognized you because I think we were friends on MySpace. So that's how far back.
That's a long time ago, MySpace. Wow.
But I do want to tell everyone how great your events are, and I go to a lot of soap opera events because I'm a huge fan. I've been watching for decades. I don't want to say how long. But what I love about your events is that you get a lot of time with the actors one-on-one. And at this event, I know, you know, you're going to have the photo shoot, which is most events that I've gone to, not all of them, but most of them don't have this facet where you get to take your picture with the three actors, someone else takes your picture, and then before the end of the event, they have the picture developed, and you can get the actors to sign that picture with you in it and the three actors. And it's just a really nice keepsake to have. And I have many of those that I put in my books and keep.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. You know, that is so true because I recently went to an event up in the Pennsylvania area and to meet a famous actor from television. And that photo shoot was $25 if you want to take a picture with your own telephone camera. If you wanted one that they already had pre-printed and signed, that was an extra $40. So, yeah, it's something that we've done for our fans that come to the events. And it's just something that I know that is so pleasing because that is something that I used to want when I went to events. So I try to put myself in your shoes coming to the event and seeing your favorite daytime soap actors. So I'm so happy to have you on the line. And I still remember the day that you came up to me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Is your name Barbie?"
I know. Yeah, that was fun. But the other thing I really want people to know is that, you know, everything's included in the price of the ticket, which, again, is unusual at soap events. Well, not necessarily at soap events, but I know if you go to, like, an autograph convention or something like that, you have to pay, like you said, per autograph, per photo. Here, everything is included, including a cocktail reception, the photo shoot, the dinner, and then you get to do whatever autograph and whatever pictures on your own that you want. Plus, like I said, you get a lot of time with the actors, and that's very unusual that you're able to just, you know, chit chat with them and, you know, just tell them how much, you know, you enjoy them. And
yeah, it's very up close really and personal, isn't it? Very up close and personal.
It's very up close. And that's what I want everyone to know.
Right, right. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, December 4th.
I will be there.
Okay. See you there. Right. Thanks again, okay. Michelle. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. And I think we have somebody else on the line. Hello? Did we lose them?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Barbie. This is Sue Phillips.
Hey, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. I have to echo everything Michelle said. I moved to Florida 9 years ago and found you guys 7 years ago. So 7 years ago, December was my first event.
Right. How did you find us? Did you find us on Facebook? Or?
Yes, I did. I found you on Facebook. And I've been coming to events ever since and enjoyed them so much that I now help you guys with your events.
I know. Thank you so much, because both Patty and I have to say, are technically challenged. And the computer is not my friend most of the time. So I thank you so much for putting our Facebook together, for putting in advancing it. We had it together. We just needed advancement on it. All our flyers that we put out and just all the media things that you help us with. I truly appreciate everything that you do. And also reaching out to some of the actors that we did not know, and you knew them and put us together with them. So thank you, Sue, for all your help.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, no matter what side of this event you're on, it's just a fantastic time. I just remember what we were doing 2 years ago. We had a different Young and the Restless event, and it was the best event ever. Everybody was talking about it. Even the actors said they were having such a great time. So everybody just needs to come out to this event in December. You will not be disappointed.
And we also have a raffle and auction items that are donated by both local and national chain and businesses that support us. And these raffle items and auction items that we raffle off help us to donate to this year's event is going to be for the Sunshine Foundation. And, a special dream request from them is to help Sunshine Foundation helps parents that have children that are physically or ill and not necessarily fatal, but they might have medical bills. They might need help with items that the children need to help their lives throughout the day and throughout their illness. So just for instance, we had Leo. He's a loving his new adaptive stroller from the request that Sunshine Foundation. He's an 8-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. So your donation coming to this event, supporting it, buying raffle tickets, bidding on the auction items that we have available will help children like Leo get the things that they need to make their lives easier and their parents' lives more comfortable with their illnesses.
Absolutely.
And so we, too, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, December 4th, right here in Clearwater.
Absolutely. And anybody that wants to know more about Soap This, definitely go to Soap This page.
Yes, Soap This on Facebook, like us, see our events. And I think I have more callers calling in, Sue. So thank you so much, Barb, for calling today. I truly appreciate all you do for us.
Take care.
Okay, take care. And we have on the phone, I think it's John.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, John. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Good. I'm so looking forward to December 4th.
So John here, his name is John Chambrone. He is a very, very talented photographer. And I met John also by coming to our events. And he showed me his fabulous work that he had done throughout the years. And I said to him one day, how would you like to be our personal photographer for all our events? And he was very happy and pleased to do it. So, John, thank you so much. And what would you like to add about our Soap This events?
Just that it's funny because I started coming out as a fan. I used to work for a magazine. And when I found out you guys were doing events, I was like, I've got to cover this stuff. And it was so much fun. I think it was with Words March was one of the first ones that we did with you guys. Like, we're talking like 10 years ago, maybe.
Who was it? Who was the?
Was it Forbes March?
Oh, Forbes. Yes. Forbes March. Yeah. They were ending. Forbes March was on One Life to Live.
Yeah.
And they were ending that show. And we did a dinner just for Forbes. And so he could meet his fans and say a farewell to them as far as television, his part on One Life to Live. And that was a very successful event, yes.
And then he jumped to As The World Turns, which was my favorite show. So that's <you know. laughs>
Yes, it wasn't a farewell for too long.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been so much fun because basically I started coming as a fan. I met you and Patty, and you guys are just so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. We've had a lot of adventures together.
Yes, we have.
A lot of laughs, a lot of tears, a lot of just fun times. Fun, great memories.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Just the adventures, they're great because I've been to like a lot of different fan events, and a lot of them you go and you meet the actors, and it's just for a few minutes, and it's kind of rushed because there's a lot of people. But with the Soap Business events, you actually get time to sit there and talk to them.
Right, right.
Which is the one thing that I love about Soap Business, which is why I joined to begin with, because it's just, I mean, other than being so much fun and being a variety of activities, we've done Once We Be a Soap Star, we do photo shoots.
Sure. And the great thing is that we limit the tickets. You're not coming there and, you know, struggling with 500 other fans to get 2 seconds with your actor. It's, you know, we limit the tickets to approximately about 100 people, and you get that quality time with your favorite soap actor. I don't mean to cut you short, but I have Mr. Jimmy Fitzpatrick on the other line, and Jimmy is a former... He had a former football career until he met the owner of the Bandits that he played for, which was Mr. Burt Reynolds. I'll let Jimmy tell us all about it. But his fans know him too from All My Children as Pierce Riley.
Pierce Riley.
Yes. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, Barbie. How you doing?
Good. I'm so happy that you called in. Thank you so much. So I understand that you have not only football under your belt, but also actor, screenwriter, and a director. So tell us all about that.
Well, once I went to All My Children, I started shooting a lot of films, directing films, writing films. We've got about 6 coming out this next year. And we got 2 in pre-production, so things are going well.
Well, are they all filmed here in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area?
We film all of them right here in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, mostly in the Tampa Bay area, but we've also shot in Miami and Naples and Daytona. So, you know, we use the entire state for different locations, but we shoot, I'd say 90% of our shooting goes on in Pinellas County and Hillsborough County.
So if you need... background actors or anything like that, how would a fan or somebody that's interested in acting contact you to be seen in one of these movies?
Well, it's funny you should ask, but we're gearing up to do a big movie called The Walk-Ons, which is about a group of dads that join their son's football team.
Oh, that sounds
good.
And
they end up going to the national championship. So it's a, you know, it's one of those movies where it's father-son relationships, but it's a little strained because half the fathers are divorced from their mothers and they only see their kids, you know, once a week.
Mm-hmm. So.
But once they join the team and they build that bond, that relationship back, they go from a 2-9 D3 scrub team to a national championship team. You see all these relationships reignite, and it's just a lot of fun. And plus, the relationships are fun to begin with.
Right. It sounds like a wonderful family movie that the entire family can enjoy. So tell me, how many movies or TV shows or how many would you say you have acted in? I want to say it's over 50.
Well, TV series episodes, I mean, between all the, you know, I did like 200 episodes of All My Children over 2 years.
Wow.
I'd say probably... individual TV episodes, I probably did about 350.
Wow.
And movies, I probably did 60.
Wow.
And we have 3 in pre-production right now, so things are going well. You know, I'm just excited to come to your soap weekend because I always look forward to your weekends because they're the most fun.
Thank you, Jimmy, so much. I appreciate you. And your fans can come out and meet Jimmy Fitzpatrick. Tell him you'd like to be in one of his movies on Saturday, December 4th.
A lot, because it's a football movie. So
there you go.
A lot of fans and players in the stand on the sidelines and cheerleaders, the whole nine yards.
I've had the pleasure of knowing you since our days at Seminole High School, and we won't say how long ago that was, but it's always been a pleasure to know you and to see you about town, and for you to support my events. It's really meant a lot to me. Love to you and your lovely wife, Jody, your family, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday, December 4th.
You too, Barbie.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy, for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Alice, I have Alice Boza, who runs Samantha's Friends from Sarasota, on the line. Hi, Alice.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Yes. Hi, Alice. So good to hear your voice.
Yes, I'm excited. In fact, Jimmy Fitzpatrick, we're looking forward to meeting him as well, because he was supposed to come to our event and was ill, so we're looking forward to seeing him at your event.
Yes.
You and Patty always put on great events. We're excited about coming and celebrating for the holiday, and look forward to having some fun and singing and dinner with Jordy. And well, we've met Jacob once or twice, and we haven't met... Who's the other fellow from INR?
It's Sean Dominick. So Sean Dominick, he stars in a show on the OWN Network, which is now streaming on Netflix. It's Greenleaf. But Sean is a very, very talented young man. He was raised in Madrid and very easy on the eyes, I might say, ladies.
Yeah,
very, very sexy, charming, very talented men that we're going to have here at our event. But all of them, they love getting to know their fans and reminiscing with people like you, Alice, that they already know, have the pleasure of knowing. And Alice, tell us a little bit, Samantha's Friends, you raise money for the Southeastern Guide Dogs, and I just think that is one of the most remarkable funds and that you could raise money for. So I want to thank you for supporting that nonprofit.
Yes, thank you. And we're very happy. Of course, most people know that Southeastern...
Alice.
Okay. All right.
I have.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in December.
Okay, so we'll see you Saturday, December 4th. And really quickly, I just want to thank Don again for this chance to talk about our Soap This event, to come out and see Jordy Villasuso, who plays Mr. Ray on. Yes, I'll take John. I mean, I'll take Don. Don, I'm sorry. Hi, Don.
Hi.
I was just getting ready to tell everybody about Jordy and how he's going to be there. He plays Sharon Case's love interest, Ray Rosales, on Young and the Restless. And Jacob Young, a 5-time Emmy Award nominee, and he won Best Young Actor for his portrayal of Lucky, that's Luke and Laura, for those of you that watched General Hospital back in the day. Luke and Laura's son, Lucky Spencer, he won Best Supporting Young Actor. And then Sean Dominick from Young and the Restless, he plays Dr. Hastings on there, which was Olivia Hastings' son and Lily and Devon's cousin. So, Don, thank you so much. This was a pleasure to be here today. And to fill in for you, your big shoes to fill.
Oh, I just want to thank you from Arizona. I'm just having an amazing time. But I want to tell everybody just real quick, because there's another show right after this one. And we have had such an amazing time at Soap This. Go to Facebook, at Soap This, be there. It is one memorable, amazing opportunity. And also, if you have a gift to give to somebody, this would be a great Christmas gift. They will never forget it.
That is the best gift to give somebody. So thank you, Don. Enjoy Arizona.
Thank you so much for filling in for me today. God bless you.
Thank you. And support Soap This and the Sunshine Foundation. Thank you so much.
Motown Originals are on the move, live, in person, and virtually, with an unprecedented concert and networking tour. Ozone Gold is traveling the country with a star-studded roster starting this November 26th here in the City of Champions, premiering the new hit single, Baller's Walk, from the original sound of Motown, Ozone. Also, check out the exclusive vending opportunities available live and virtually. Both are on sale now at OzoneGoldRadio.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
For all your professional photography needs, go to www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com and check out some of our work, such as weddings, actors' headshots, fashion shows, senior photos, and much more. To book an appointment, contact us through social media or our website, or call us at 863-668-1019 for your free consultation at Lasting Impressions by Nicole.
Tan Talk listeners, the downtown district in Clearwater, that's the 400 and 500 block, wants your business. We at Tan Talk are going to help get you down there. We're sponsoring the District Advantages app. It'll be your passport to savings. It's 20% off, 1 to 4 people, anytime you use it, and you can use it up to 4 times per year. Imagine, 20% off the total bill. Great restaurants. There'll also be great retail offers. But watch for the District Advantages app. You will go to districtadvantages.com for all the details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tan Talk Radio, 106.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show. It's divine. It's your empowerment time.
Hey everybody, so it is your favorite holistic health coach, Carrie Kay, and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, and we're in November, and I have a really awesome guest on today. His name is Russ Profont, and just a little bit about him. After high school, he was in the service in the Army. He was in medical sales and chemistry. He was also with a pharma company manager. And all the experience in the medical started his own company 7 years. And now he's doing food tolerances and with bioresins, and the opportunity to change people's lifestyle is really what you're really interested in, helping people. That's so awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Living a Healthy Lifestyle. I want to thank Don Reese for with our beauty and health and wellness segment is what this is. It's Living a Healthy Lifestyle show through the Miracle Network, and Don Reese is doing that. So thank you so much for that. And my special guest today, so I just want to ask you a few things about yourself. Tell us a little bit about how you got all this started with food tolerances. Tell us a little bit about it.
As you said, I spent the majority of my adult life in medical sales, and I started my own company about 7 years ago. Just there's so many interesting things in the medical space that people just don't get a chance to hear about. So my partner and I would go to non-traditional places and talk about them. So we might go to health expos or bridal expos and talk about different things that maybe they're not hearing about in their provider's office. And the more I got entrenched in that, I came across this technology, bioresins, and food intolerance. And what appealed to me about it is there's so many parts of your body that are affected by intolerances, and it's a test that's relatively easy to take. The technology allows you for a non-invasive way of doing it, with just collecting a hair sample versus going to lab and drawing blood. And the price point is something that everybody can afford. So you can affect your immune system, your energy level, your moods, all of that just with you know, a simple hair test and something, you know, our test is at $69. So it's an affordable test, and it gives you really good information on how you can start eating foods that are more tuned into your body.
That is so awesome. And isn't it true, too, that you donate money to a great organization for
yes.
every test?
Yeah, every test
Praise
we sell
God.
At Mercari, we donate a day's worth of food or the monetary equivalent to UNICEF.
That is so awesome. So basically, what would food tolerance look like, and why would it really matter?
So food intolerance is, so the difference between an allergy and a food intolerance would be important to distinguish. So an allergy starts an anaphylactic reaction, and it's generated because your body produces an enzyme called IgE, and that response is dramatic and it's instant. So if you've ever seen anybody with a peanut allergy or a bee sting allergy, the minute that they come in contact with it, it's
yes.
you need EpiPen, it's a life-threatening situation. An intolerance is more sneaky. It's the enzyme, it's still creating an enzyme, but it's IgG enzyme, but it creates an inflammatory process. So the first time you come in contact with something your body doesn't agree with, it doesn't really, you don't notice it. But if you continue to ingest that item over and over or be exposed to it through environmental or topical ways, it starts to create an inflammatory process in your gut. And that's where you start to notice things, but you wouldn't necessarily attribute it to it because your gut can affect the way your skin looks. It can affect your immune system. It can affect just the way you feel. So, you know, you and I were talking before the show that your stomach is responsible for about 80% of your serotonin production, which
yes.
affects your moods, your energy level, things like that. So you might feel like, I don't have any energy. I'm lethargic. I don't have any zest for life. Then it could be something as simple as you're just eating the wrong foods.
That is just so interesting. That and this technology about eating the wrong foods, you're with this company that can do some
yeah,
really great
I came
testing.
Across them a couple years ago. I got introduced to the technology by some people I was working with in England. And over in Europe, this is a much bigger modality for them. It's kind of standard of care. It's in their space programs. Sports teams use the test. It's just considered more mainstream. The United States really wasn't doing that much of it. An interesting fact, though, you know, you and I talked about the market for these tests. When I started in this market, it was about a $20 million a year market for all the companies that do this type of testing
or wow.
food intolerance. It's a $100 million a year now, but over close to 40 million of it is done through hair technology. It's just we're one of the few companies that actually have the laboratory equipment here in the United States. Most everybody else has to ship it over to Europe to get the test done there.
Wow.
And the advantages of this technology over blood, obviously no finger sticks, no blood draws, you know, that's convenient. And then it's affordable, way more affordable than blood. And also we can test things that you haven't come in contact with. So a blood test is contingent on you've had to have ingested the item for that enzyme to be measured. We don't test the enzyme. We test the way that your hair cell reacts to the frequencies of the items we test against. So if it's within ranges, you're considered fine. If it's outside the ranges, then there's an intolerance. We can test for things you may have never thought about eating, but if you're going to, we could tell you that may not be the best choice for you.
That would be so awesome to find out what food that I was allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Wow. So have you actually been using these tests on people?
Yeah.
And you can maybe give us a, for instance, like a for example of someone that you took tests with and you found out some information?
Yeah. Me personally, I've taken a test and there are some things that kind of make sense now. Unfortunately, you don't always get the news you want. I love corn on the cob. It doesn't like me.
I lived in Iowa. I know how you feel.
It doesn't like me so much. But I never really made the connection that, you know, if I eat an ear of corn, like the next day, my stomach's distended. It's not just for the day. Like it's for several days that it takes for all that inflammation to come down. And I would have, without that test, I don't think I would have made the connection that that's what it was. But the minute I got the results back, I'm like, ah. So you don't always get the news you want, but you get the news you need to hear. So that's, you know, personally, we get if you go to our website at www.ucari.com, so U-C-A-R-I, there's all kinds of different testimonials. And then we also sold on Amazon, and they have a lot of testimonials on there as well. So people are writing in about the results they got, how they applied them. Mm-hmm. What we recommend is we break the foods down and the items. I guess, so first off, we test for food, drink, environmental issues that you might come exposed to. We also test for things that you typically find in makeup and lotions, so things you'd come in contact with topically, and then we do a vitamin and mineral imbalance. So the foods are broken in, or everything's broken into red, which would be what you'd want to avoid completely, at least for a month to see how your body responds to that. And then the yellows are things that you're sort of, they don't agree with you, but they're not super bad. But it's something if you eat every single day, then you probably would avoid it. So like if I was lactose intolerant, but in yellow, but I only put cream in my coffee, it's probably not a big deal. But if I had a giant glass of milk with every meal, even if it was in yellow, I'd want to avoid that. And then in the green, it's everything that you can eat.
Wow, so it's color coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And then on the items that we tell you to avoid, we give you the nutritional value of that, but then we go into the bank of the items that you can eat, and we give you substitutes that equal the same nutritional value. The only thing we don't give you substitutes for is alcoholic beverages. So it's not, if you can't drink vodka, we don't go, good news, you can drink bourbon.
3 years sober for me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because I just, I don't pick on anybody that drinks, but it's, I was told that I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make a choice. So I believe that it's our life choices that we make. And I had to make that choice. And it was the best choice that I ever made to quit drinking. Yeah, praise Jesus. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So this technology is so amazing. And so I want to also say, too, that the technology that we're talking about, you said started at just 20 million, mm-hmm. and now it is at 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that tells me that holistic health is really where we need to be.
Yeah. And it's
where your body goes into homeostasis.
Yeah. And it's almost all driven by people that are doing internet searches. So they don't start off looking for Ucari or food intolerance. They start off, but I don't feel right. And what are the ways I don't feel right? And it kind of leads them down a path of like a Google funnel into companies like ours to buy it. More and more, I've got some providers, probably a couple hundred in the country now that use the test. We actually shared that we have a common friend that uses my test.
Yeah, Shirley Sullivan. Yeah, she's my friend, and that's cool. Yeah, because you know her. So she's going to be excited when she sees you on the show. So so what's coming up in the future? Like, I know I'm going to be opening up a clinic, mm-hmm. to help a lot of people. I'm going to be looking for, right now I'm looking for people to interview out there that want to help people, mm-hmm. with holistic health. And it has always been my dream to do this. And now it's coming to be a reality. So. Mm-hmm. It would be my honor to have you on the show, or I do a 5-part series with you. It's been really great to do those series, mm-hmm. and teach people how to live their life, mm-hmm. a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of, you know, I kind of come at this from a perspective, you know, I'm 58 years old, and my dad had passed away before he was my age, and it was just purely because of lifestyle choices. You know, he led a sedentary life. You know, he smoked multiple packs of cigarettes a day, drank. You know, I don't have those health issues, and it's such minor changes in the way that you handle your life up front that, mm-hmm. prevents, you know, problems down the road. And I think that I see a trend where there's more and more people looking at how do I prevent having to be treated for something in the first place.
Yes, prevention is such a key right now. And I can see a lot of my clients that wouldn't even talk to me about holistic health. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, no, I'm just going to go see my doctor. And it's not that you shouldn't go see the doctor. I'm not against doctors. I want to work alongside them to help their clients so they have another avenue. If they mm-hmm. want to go walk down the holistic trail and they want to learn how they can supernaturally heal their body with doing things like this, with taking the test, first of all, you would be a huge asset in my business mm-hmm. because you would have them take the test and then I would know where my clients are before I was able to sit down with them. And mm-hmm. that's just awesome.
Yeah. I found my ways in a lot of different therapies that I never would have tried, but I find that desperation is a good motivator to try something.
Sure.
We had talked about stem cells. I've had stem cell injections in my back and my hip, and I had gone through pain for months. I'd gone to chiropractors, I'd gone to, you know, doctors, had imaging, and I'm just, all right, I'll try anything. And when I get to that point, I usually try something new, and more times than not, it actually works. I'm always surprised that I've wasted a lot of time not being open to different modalities right from the get-go.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because people do actually need to pay attention that there is a lot of things out there that we can do to help heal the body. And it's all about education, which that's what my goal is to educate people on that. And definitely be able to help the masses of people to understand what to do, to give them the steps. And by giving them this test, you know, the $69 test, it'll change everything for them and get them to the point where they can see, okay, there's food. I need to deal with, like, eliminating different things from your diet. And, you know, the elimination diet that I had tried before, it seemed like you bring it back in and then you're like, oh, that food doesn't agree with me. But the way you're doing it is even better, because we don't have to go through all that elimination of getting rid of all that stuff and then bringing it back into our diet again.
Yeah. And you can add things back in. There are people that just, I'm not doing without this item.
Yeah.
And it's fine, but try it, eliminate it for a month and see how you feel, and then add the one item back, and then add the one item plus another item.
Yeah.
Sometimes a cumulative effect of a lot of intolerances is greater than any singular one. So you might get away with, you know, say you're intolerant to beef or, you know, some sort of plant or vegetable. But you're also intolerant to six other things. The combination of them might create a bigger problem than any one. So you could get away, all right, I'm getting my chicken again and we're good.
Yeah.
At least tell me I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I do. I don't really like to eat a lot of meat. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big meat eater, but I do occasionally like my steak, and that's because I lived in Iowa for 22 years. But I really learned a lot going to the School of New York of Institution or Nutrition. I learned a lot about the fact that the animals are precious, you know, and you know, they, if they're happy animals on a happy farm, then it's good to have those animals, you know, but you know, in moderation, wouldn't you agree, like, everything in moderation.
Yeah, I actually have a daughter, a 22-year-old daughter that's moved back home, and she's a vegan, so I get regular updates on my contribution to the carbon footprint.
That's funny. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So as far as the stem cells, though, that we were talking about, the technology out there is amazing right now. And rebuilding your stem cells is what I'm involved in. And wouldn't you agree that being able to do that holistically, to build your own stem cells, to not have to have that expense? I mean, I don't know how much it was for your injections, but I do know that I looked into that after the bus hit me, and it was just something that I couldn't afford. And now we have an affordable, wonderful product that you patch somebody, and you know, they stay married to it for 6 to 9 months because they have to,
right?
Because the patch does work with the light in your body, and we're wonderfully made in our body. People don't understand that there is light in our body, and what that does is that creates it's your copper peptides. Have you ever heard of copper peptides before?
Not so you mentioned earlier, but yeah.
Yeah. So everything that we do all goes into the one big package, mm-hmm. you know, helping people.
Yeah. I mean, I believe our body is a miracle. I've seen so many things that you just, it's divine intervention, the way that our bodies come together. And even I had food poisoning one time, and it's amazing how quickly your body says, get out.
Oh, yes. Like, I had toxins in my body last year because I was suffering from, you know, everything that happened to me. And my whole body was breaking out, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And, of course, with everything going on, I didn't want to go to the doctors or whatever. So I just did a lot of research online to figure out, okay, what can I do to turn this around? Mm-hmm. Because I believe this is a gut issue. Mm-hmm. And it would just be amazing to take a test. And I'm just so grateful that you're doing that to help people.
We were talking about some of the other symptoms of food intolerance. And one that your gut is responsible for about 70% of your immune system. So if that's out of whack, you know, it's very difficult for your body to fight off infections. I mean, everybody's going to come in, you know, be exposed to bacteria and viruses, and your body can pretty much handle most of them. But if you're compromised immune-wise, it's going to take longer to get over that cold, or, you know, you might have to go to a doctor to get a shot or something, versus just your body can just defend against it. If you're firing on all cylinders, you're better equipped to handle the stuff we come in contact with every day.
Yeah, because when you're in fight or flight, like I was told last year, I was like, what is that? I've never even heard of that before. And I was like, oh no, I better turn this around. And actually, the woman that actually helped save my life, she's not here today, Carla Gilmore. And she's an amazing person that used to do a lot of teaching on circulation magnetic therapy. She also has a clinic, alkalinity clinic, which I absolutely love, and used to get my water from there and stuff. And she really helped me with some other modalities. Mm-hmm. We have the colonic thing, you know, you can go get that done. Mm-hmm. And so wouldn't you agree that this is the century for holistic health and everything that we're doing to help other people to heal the body naturally, the way the body's supposed to heal?
Absolutely. And you'd ask about future plans for Eukary. And
what's the future plans?
I'm really working with a lot of corporate wellness people trying to get Eukary's test embedded into their protocols.
Because
you know, the whole philosophy of corporate wellness is to come in and handle the employees, give them an assessment, work on their diet and exercise, and try and encourage better behaviors up front so that it's an economic decision. The less my employees are out, the more productive they are, the less I'm spending on healthcare, you know, overall from a bottom line perspective. And then they're better, they're happier. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of attacking, you know, the healthcare problems by not having the problem in the first place.
And wouldn't you believe that, like, prevention, like we talked about, is the key? Mm-hmm. And if there's so many people that could just start, you know, maybe just spend a little bit of time with your mindset, drinking more water, exercise, sleep. I mean, I have that 5-step program that I created, and I work with my clients on those 5 steps. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah.
And nutrition is very, very important.
And I think COVID actually made a lot of people aware that you can be responsible for a lot of your own health care, because the percentages of people that are more involved in self-health care are much greater now. It's like probably a good 15 or 20% per generation. So millennials, Generation X.
We have to thank God that, you know, even though we had to go through a lot of things last year, we did learn a lot from it. Mm-hmm. We all spent some time educating more. I went to school. Mm-hmm. That's about all the time you have to do is go to school online. And so I went to school, and mm-hmm. it was awesome. I just want to go to school more. I want to learn more. I want to educate more. Mm-hmm. So we've just got a few more minutes left. And so I wanted to ask you, like you said, there was some stuff coming up in the future of health with your company that you're with, or anything that you want to give?
Well, I mean, the main thing I told you is we're trying to partner with corporate wellness people and different corporate or B2B mergers are going to be probably where we're going to make the most impact. I told you in the beginning, I wanted to use this for fundraisers for schools. And
yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you know, intolerance can make a kid, like if he has a gluten intolerance, it can exacerbate attention deficit, or in some cases make him look like he has attention deficit and doesn't have it, or it could just make them distracted. So something as simple as lactose intolerant, you know, a child's focused on their stomach that's gurgling and bloating, and he's worried about going to bathroom in elementary school with your classroom.
So
the bathroom's
embarrassing.
In the same yeah, so they're not thinking about school. So for the same price as a magazine, you can get a test that potentially changes the kid's behavior in school, plus it raises money. And I initially started that, but I didn't have the name recognition I do with you, Carrie, now. So we're probably going to go back and do that. That would be the next phase.
I would love to be involved in something like that and help the children. I'm doing some research right now and helping some different organizations, like, you know, to help people, and that would definitely be something that I would be interested in having you on the show again too, and helping you out to get the word out to people.
I know we're talking about humans here, but surprisingly we do pets, and it's been a huge market for us. About a third of our tests right now are going out to pets, and you know, everybody wants to spoil their pets. So
yes,
we have retail programs that are in pet stores. You can get them online that you carry as well. But we test for 1,000 different items, and obviously your pets are limited on their communication level, but it can affect their skin, their, you know, the way they feel, their, you know, their bowel movements.
Oh, I moved 10 times since I moved to Florida because I wasn't sure where I wanted to be, and I lived in an RV for a while. And my little dog Teddy, it really hurt him, I think, and I felt bad about it, but there wasn't much I could do. You know, all the moving was really hard on his system. So you're saying that you could give him a test and find out what's going on as far as behavioral too, or
well, if their energy level would be down, that would be the part of the behavior. But again, it's all through hair. You just go online and order the test at youcarry.com, and it's the same price as the human test.
Give us your information again. We just have a few minutes left.
Yeah. It's the website is youcarry, U-C-A-R-I, so you caring about yourself. And once you're on there, they have different tests. We have several doctors in the area that are on our advisory panel, and they've done videos explaining what bioresonance is, how a food intolerance might affect you, what the differences between that and an allergy. And then when you order the test, we have kits that come prepackaged, shipped to you.
Okay, well, he's saying that we just have a minute left. That's okay. But I just want to thank you so much for being on the show, for living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and I gave you a free test, so you're going to have to tell your people how it
worked
for you.
I will definitely let everybody know how that test went. And I want to have you back on the show again, Russ. It has been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody. I'm Carrie Kay, and you can contact me at 515-822-4877 for a free session of circulation magnetic therapy to learn more about building your own stem cells. And I'm also on media, is on Facebook. It's Carrie K. Davis, C-A-R-R-I-E-K-A-Y Davis. And Motown's coming up on the 26th and 27th. We're doing a huge event for them. I'm so excited to have them on my show. Motown, it's going to be an amazing concert that's coming up. And thank you so much for all of our listeners today. Have a blessed day. And remember, God loves you.
6.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.